of additional core human rights treaties, the delegation would like to inform that the study of international treaties to consider feasibility of ratification is an ongoing exercise, with ratification across all fields being deliberately staggered and undertaken based on national needs and priorities, as well as the state of readiness. With regard to recommendations to establish a national human rights institution, the Royal Government remains open to studying varying options that may be best suited for the country, taking into account the need and national state of preparedness. We thank member states for recommendations and questions on the status of the establishment of the NMRF, as well as the existing mechanism for coordinating the implementation of accepted UPR recommendations, as well as the monitoring of progress and impact. The activities towards establishing an NMRF and a national database to track UPR recommendations, as well as recommendations and observations generated by UN human rights treaties and special procedures, are ongoing. In 2021, Bhutan began working with the OHCHR under the UPR Trust Fund to work towards development of a national mechanism for reporting, follow-up, and implementation. The activity suffered some delays due to the pandemic. However, OHCHR facilitated a capacity-building workshop on key features and capacities of an effective NMRF, as well as a recommendations tracking database. At present, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and External Trade coordinates mapping of accepted UPR recommendations to relevant lead implementing agencies through a consultative process. The UPR accepted recommendations are integrated into respective agency annual work plans and budgets, which are subject to mid, annual, and terminal reviews and progress reporting. With regard to extending standing invitations to mandate holders, I would like to share that Bhutan will continue to host visits by special procedures mandate holders whenever possible. In this light, the Royal Government welcomed the visit by the Special Rapporteur on the Right to Education in 2014 and visits by the Working Group on Arbitrary Detention in 1994, 1996, and most recently in 2019. However, extending invitation to all special procedures mandate holders of the Human Rights Council will be a challenge for the Royal Government on account of our capacity, resource constraints, and the need for adequate preparation, and such visits will be considered on a case-by-case basis to ensure constructive engagement. With regard to questions pertaining to press freedom and support for the media, the delegation would like to inform that the Constitution of Bhutan guarantees freedom of press and freedom of expression. The Royal Government regards a free and unbiased media as a key pillar of good governance and remains committed in supporting the media in addressing issues concerning sustainability, building capacity, and enhancing access to information. There are currently 7 newspapers, 1 TV station, 4 commercial radio stations, 7 campus and community radios, and 5 OTT platforms in the country. With increased coverage of mobile and internet connectivity, social media is also an important means of information dissemination. In order to provide consistent and timely access to information, the Royal Government holds regular Meet the Press sessions, in addition to sector-specific news conferences, briefings, press releases, and cabinet interviews. Additionally, the Royal Government issued an executive order mandating all government agencies to disseminate and make accessible information concerning government agencies' work or information generated through its various programs as widely as possible to the public. All agencies are required to have media focal points and spokespersons to enhance access to information for media firms. Thank you.
Thank you, Dejan. As we come to the end of second round of speakers,